USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of CNN says there was never an imminent threat to employees of the news network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot that was targeting it. CNN President Jeff Zucker sending an email to employees saying they were never in any danger and that the company's security team actively monitors situations like that one on a daily basis. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith, accused of discussing a bomb attack against a major U.S. news network, and reports are that CNN was the target. After initially planning to skip it, President Trump did make a brief stop to a U.N. climate change summit yesterday.
We have the cleanest air, we have the cleanest water, cleaner than it's ever been before in our country, and I like clean air and I like clean water.
Then at another event, he described religious persecution as a wound on all humanity. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Talks between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors are to continue today as the strike enters day 9. The workers are striking over better pay and the preservation of existing health care plans. President Trump reportedly ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine a week before a phone call in which he asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son. That's according to the Washington Post. Vice President Mike Pence says that request of the Ukrainian president had nothing to do with the aid.
The American people can be confident in this congratulatory call that the president spoke about issues that are of interest to American taxpayers, notably corruption, but there was no quid pro quo.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Antonio Brown says now that he won't be playing in the NFL anymore, he's going back to his former college, Central Michigan, to take classes. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Britain's Supreme Court overruling Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who suspended Parliament weeks before Brexit. Supreme Court President Brenda Hale says,
"The fundamental change, which was due to take place in the Constitution of the United Kingdom on the 31st of October, Parliament, and in particular the House of Commons, as the elected representatives of the people, has a right to a voice in how that change comes about."
The confrontation between Johnson, the courts, and Parliament over rights and responsibilities coming after Johnson did try to send Parliament home to force a no-deal Brexit on October 31st. Johnson now has refused to say whether he's going to resign. Georgia's new abortion law is now before a federal judge as ACLU attorneys argued yesterday the heartbeat bill violates the precedent set by Roe v. Wade. Georgia lawmakers had passed the law earlier this year banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. And today is the 7th annual National Voter Registration Day. It aims to make sure all eligible Americans are registered to vote. Organizers say every year millions of people can't vote because they miss a deadline or don't update their registration or just aren't sure how to register. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We have a newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.